Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you some questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Philip Aversano?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the industry, in the masonry industry?
Oh boy, I don't remember. I'm retired now.
Oh, but an estimate?
You know what? It's breaking up. I can hardly hear you. And
An estimate?
25?
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it PCC restoration, bricklayer, stonemason, a tile of
Tile.
marble finisher?
Tile.
Tile. Is that a tile of marble finisher or tile settler? Setter, I'm sorry.
Tile setter.
Tile setter. Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic or foreman?
I was a foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at a trade?
No.
Approximately how many years have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 years? 12, I'm sorry, 12 months and in your craft, if any?
No, I was never unemployed. I always worked steady.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any union or non-union contractors? I'm sorry, let me restart that. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
See, I don't know. I live up like in the suburbs, so it's hard to see like well.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects? Fewer construction projects, I'm sorry, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year, or?
I really wouldn't know, you know,
Okay.
because I don't.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, based on observation?
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Hold on.
Yes. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Do I get, no, it's the phone is breaking. Say that one more
Okay.
time.
Yeah. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't, it's a small town that I live in. There's not very little union work here.
And in terms of yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
I don't know because most of them,
Okay.
you very rarely see any big jobs here. If they are, they're union, I think, you know. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine then. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
By a shop steward or something?
Job steward. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I used to work for the union as a apprentice instructor.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
The way this economy's going, you never know. They screwed up everything, this economy. It's bad.
So how should I record it? Is it the same as now or less than now?
What's that?
Do you think that in the coming 12 months, there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably more unemployment the way it looks now, the way this guy's running the country.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real concerns, safety concerns on the job?
All of the above except COVID.
But what is the one that you are concerned most about? That's what we're looking for.
When I used to work for the union, mm-hmm. I used to handle the mortuary fund. The mortuary fund is just a fund that we had. Like somebody died, they received the money. So you used to get the death certificate. Everybody died cancer.
Oh. So in that case, which one of the problems above? Or just the mortuary fund is the one that you're
that we when I was working with the union, I was like in charge of that mortuary fund, you know.
Okay.
Not in charge, but we had to distribute it, you know.
Okay. But of all the safety hazards, which one were you most concerned about?
I guess working conditions, I guess, right?
We just have, let's see, unsafe power tools, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, dust or air quality that have to do with the conditions?
The air quality.
The air quality, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And now for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I'm retired, so never.
Okay, that's fine. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The options that we have are print or online newspapers, cable news, radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming. Now please rank... Yes, that was the first one?
I don't know. Radio, yeah. I think it was about the third or fourth one you said.
Okay, because we do need to rank them, rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the uh-huh. source that you are less likely to get your news from.
Oh, boy, you got to go through all those again.
Okay, that's fine. I'm here for that. So we have print or online newspapers.
Probably radio I would get the news from.
That was the first one. And then the second one, is it cable news, the internet or social media? The local TV news programming or cable news?
Local news. No, cable news.
Oh, cable news. And the third one?
I don't know what any probably newspapers then. I never read the newspaper though. That'd be my last.
Okay, that's fine. The internet or social media?
No, not the internet.
And friends and neighbors?
No, not the neighbors.
But we do need that list to be completed. So let me go ahead and we'll read you what I have. You tell me if it's fine. The first one, your first news source that you're most likely to get your news from is radio. Then it goes second, cable news. Third, local TV news programming. Fourth, print or online newspapers. Fifth, friends and neighbors. And sixth, social media, because you told me that it was the last one.
Okay, good.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Is it foreign policy, jobs and the economy, the environment, healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Economy.
Thank you very much. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I really don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me, you know, because I'm not working that much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not working.
So would you say it's between not so important or not important at all?
Yeah, not so important to me.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Each politician is worried about themselves, not me. Democrat, Republican, or any other ones.
Thank you.
You can now, put that down. That's my word.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I feel bad for the workers because they're sending their jobs to China.
Mm-hmm. And would that be, do you support the United Auto Workers somewhat more, or do you support the United Auto Workers much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
Disapprove.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Oh, disapprove, right. Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about of the job he has done on immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
What about support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove. Looks like he's not helping the auto workers out.
Thank you. Now,
he's sending jobs to China.
Sounds bad. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And what about foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. That I don't know.
That's fine. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding the legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Say that one more time.
Yes. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I do receive the information from them. Right?
Thank you. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Is it
fair.
Poor?
Just
fair. Okay. Thank you. Now, just before we continue, I want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
How could who? Say that again.
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess by recruiting better, you know?
Recruiting better. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be focused on, should be working on?
I guess recruiting and training.
Thank you very much. And
checking jobs more, yeah.
So that would be, I guess, recruiting and training and checking jobs more.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it the job site, union meetings, mail, text or messages, email?
I think they send me messages over the phone. I think they do that.
Okay. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I think a couple of times a year.
Thank you. And let's see. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
An American.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Say that again.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my
race? I guess your ethnic background.
Oh, my ethnic background?
Yeah.
American.
this is just for statistical purposes. We do need that for the quotas.
Wait, hold on.
So we have to fill.
Speaker, so I could...
Can you hear me
okay,
better?
Yes, now I could.
Okay.
We're on speaker now.
Thank you. This is just for statistical purposes only. We do need your rate just to make sure that we have the correct quotas.
Right.
Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
No.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very patient and very kind, so I thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. I wish I would have put you on speaker on earlier.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day now. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.